listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Here's your host, Dr. Mike Chubb.
Well, happy Thursday, CMDA. I just took a look at my calendar, and exactly 5 weeks from today, on May the 2nd, we will be gathering together at the Ridgecrest Conference Center just outside Asheville, North Carolina, for the 2024 CMDA National Convention. It's absolutely my favorite event of the year, and I can't wait to see you in person. And I've heard here around the office that we've actually already got 750 people registered, so spaces are filling up fast. You don't want to miss your chance to join us as we raise his banner. So if you haven't registered, I encourage you to reserve your space today. You can visit natcon.cmda.org to learn more and to register yourself and maybe a spouse or a friend. I want to tell you that one of the exciting things that we have planned for this year's convention are several new breakout sessions and tracks, including a new program specifically from CMDA's Center for Well-Being. And on this episode of CMDA Matters, I asked Pastor Bert Jones to talk with Dr. Steve Sartori about a new coaching opportunity that's focused on helping our CMDA members and other constituents find their purpose and their identity as they prepare for or have transitioned into retirement. If you're finding yourself asking one of these questions, what should retirement look like for me? Or maybe when and how should I transition to that next chapter of my life? Then I want to urge you to keep listening, and you'll hear more from Dr. Steve Sartori.
Well, we're delighted today to have in the studio with us Dr. Steve Sartori, and Steve's been a mentor for me, was the founder of the Center for Well-Being, and still a coach with us here in our Center for Well-Being. Steve, it's great to have you in the studio today.
Oh, it's great to be back in Bristol. Thanks for having me.
I was just thinking as we were preparing for this interview that it was about 3 years ago that we did an interview like this as we kind of I stepped into the role that you led, and it's been great to still have you on our team and to still have your influence in the Center for Well-Being.
Well, I remember those days as well, being here recording that transition. Yeah. And looking back on that, you know, 3 years ago, I think, wow, what a wonderful thing it's been. It's been a good ride.
You know, we've had a lot of developments in the Center for Well-Being in the last couple of years, and a lot of things have come under the umbrella of the Center for Well-Being. Several months ago, we started praying about a word we were hearing a lot of our members question about was the idea of retirement. And the Lord started speaking to you a little bit, and you've been putting together something for us, and that's kind of the focus of our interview today. I just thought maybe if you could start us off a little bit, tell us about your own personal story, your retirement story, and what God's been doing in your life.
Yeah, I guess speaking into retirement is something that's a bit personal for me, because mm-hmm. when I think of retirement, you know, I don't think of retirement as quitting ministry, mm-hmm. quitting service. It's a bit of a buzzword for some Christians. But for me, there was definitely a transition point in life when I ultimately decided to depart from what I had been doing for 30 years, which was seeing patients in an office in rural Kentucky. And so there came a point of transition, and I knew I was going to be leaving what I was doing, but I didn't yet know exactly what I would be doing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that point where think of Abraham and, you know, get moving. Well, where? And you don't know exactly where. So for me, it was such an incredibly rich time because it gave me an opportunity to reflect on what was meaningful to me, ultimately got me connected to a CMDA coach, one of my dear friends and my mentor, Ken Jones. And through that process of coaching led me to an opportunity at CMDA. And then I remember sitting in front of Dave Stevens, and he said, well, I said, Dave, you should amplify this coaching ministry. I've benefited greatly. And he said, let's do it. And I said, well, not me. I don't know anything about it. And gradually, through time and through investment, first thing I did was hire Ken, and then gradually got Ann on our team. And so that has continued to grow. And as I handed the baton off to you, Bert, it was just amazing to see what God has continued to do. So for me, retirement was such a rich time. And when people ask me if I'm retired, I don't really know. I guess I say I'm semi-retired or in a new phase of life or in an encore career or however you want to describe it. But I thought there are many, many people in CMDA fast approaching retirement, if not already newly retired. Baby boomers are dropping out of medicine both for retirement reasons and for burnout reasons. So these transitions are important things that need to be managed, and coaches are transition facilitative experts. We help people navigate change and transition, which is a key part of retirement. And I think it's a great niche for CMDA to engage in.
It really is, and such a huge opportunity. You know, different people react differently to that word retirement. What are your reactions? What are you hearing from people about, you know, do they like to use the word? Are they scared of the word? What are you hearing?
Yeah, it's a whole mixed bag of responses. Mm-hmm. Some people just abhor the word. They don't want to use the word. Just divorce it from my vocabulary. They rephrase it as rewirement, refirement, whatever you want to say.
Retreading.
Yeah, exactly. And encore careers. Mm-hmm. In different ways, we sort of make that phrase more acceptable. And some people I talk to, I've done a series of interviews, Bert, just learning from people who have been pondering retirement or approaching retirement or even having newly entered retirement. And one interviewee said, you know, I just felt like retirement meant you're out to pasture and you're old. I just don't like that term at all because I've still got something to give inside of me. And others look at it as a wonderful invitational opportunity to move into the next phase of life. So our mindset about retirement and what retirement represents, not the word itself, but the fact that things are changing. We are leaving what we've been doing for a long time. Maybe it's leaving clinical medicine, academic medicine, whatever it is, and we're moving into the next phase of life. It's an incredible number of transitions that occur in that phase of life. So whatever you want to call it, it's for us as doctors, it's maybe it's life after medicine, or maybe it's life different from what we've been doing.
Yeah, like you said, call it whatever you want to call it, but the universal language that people understand is the word retirement. So at least for this conversation today, we'll call it retirement. So I'm curious, what captured your attention as we've been looking in the Center for Wellbeing at taking care of our members? Why is this so important now?
Well, it's interesting because I coach doctors, and one of the recurrent themes I get to coach doctors around is the sense of I'm leaving my job. Mm-hmm. I'm moving into retirement, or I'm moving into another position. And so as coaches, we get called upon to help people navigate their way forward when they're at a point of transition and change. And one of those major transitions is retirement, which I think is a roll-up of multiple transitions all at the same time. Mm-hmm. The stress that accrues from a major change like that is absolutely amazing. So as more and more of our doctors were reaching out to us to talk to us about this season of life, I would say actually the majority of my recent coaching engagements have been around the theme of I'm getting prepared to leave my workplace and discover what God has for me next. And so they decided to have a thought partner, a peer, or someone who could help them as they think through those things. And I think it's very wise. If you're going through a major transition, it's very important to reflect. It's very important to have a colleague or a partner or a friend or someone to help you navigate those waters. And a coach is skilled and trained to do just that.
To bring out those and create that awareness.
Yeah.
You mentioned a moment ago that you've been doing a bunch of interviews, and it's been interesting for me to kind of watch at a distance as you've been preparing for this course for the National Convention and for this opportunity to kind of coach on retirement. What are some common threads that people have been sharing with you in these interviews? What are you learning from those engagements with people?
Yeah, that's a good question because as I listen, I want to boil these down into some key takeaways, common themes that I see repeated over and over again. Everyone's experience in retirement is unique. Mm-hmm. They're all different. Everyone's story is unique. But as I listen, one of the key things is this sense of identity. What is it when I'm no longer calling myself a doctor? Or maybe I'm calling myself a doctor, but I'm not really doctoring, you know, mm-hmm. doing what doctors do. And if your identity is wrapped up in your role, in what you do, rather than who you are and who God says you are, you have a crisis of identity when you leave the workplace. No longer are you looked upon as the expert, the doctor, the know-it-all, or whatever, and you have a struggle. So life outside of medicine is so important before life after medicine. Mm-hmm. If we aren't cultivating that sense of who we are in Christ while we are working, we will hit a crisis point when we're no longer doing what we're doing. As one of my mentors used to say, is it what you do that determines who you are, or is it who you are that determines what you do? If we don't get that right, there's a crisis of identity. So some folks really do struggle with that. Those who have cultivated life that doctor is just part of what I do, it's not who I am, they do better with that. So identity is a big piece. Another common theme is purpose. What is it that I'm here on the planet for? If I'm not doing this, which I've been doing for 30 years or whatever season of life I've been doing it for, what now? What is my purpose? What ministry do I have? What do I do next? And so that discovery process of saying, God isn't done with me yet, right. There is more to do. And people, one common theme I find is a couple things. One is that retirement often happens differently than we anticipated. Mm-hmm. We may plan our retirement, but circumstances, maybe it's a health problem. Maybe it's a pink slip from your employer. That's happening more and more for some doctors. Maybe there's a major transition in the family. Something happens that triggers maybe an earlier than anticipated retirement. So there are things that happen unexpectedly. And then on the other side of it, what I discover is that people who are in this point seeking, what do I do next? What does God have for me here? Are so often pleasantly surprised by how God shows up and reveals something to them that they couldn't really plan for. It landed in their lap, so to speak. But God has a way of at just the right time delivering to us what we need at just the right time. That's the God we serve. It's the right on time God. It's not always way in advance that here's the plan, here's the path, here's where you go. But I've heard from many that when they truly seek the Lord, when they truly pray, God often reveals something to them. And it's exciting to hear what people do, all kinds of very interesting things, a variety of things.
So oftentimes you got these couples that have been kind of going maybe parallel tracks, but very busy with life and medicine at the hospital or whatever the case may be. What are some of the challenges that they're encountering when they step into that retirement role where they're spending all day together?
You know, it's interesting. As I've listened to people talk about their family life, about their marital life after retirement, many of them have engaged a marriage counselor, more so than at any other time in their life. Why? Which I think is a very good, proactive thing to do. We could all benefit from, you know, strengthening our marriages and our families. But they're just not used to being together that much.
Right.
I mean, suddenly, your husband or your wife, who's been at the office, is home all day long or much more of the day. That takes some adjusting to. And so the days are structured differently, which is another one of the challenges we can talk about in a second. But the relationships are different. You have more time together. And for most people, they come out on the other end actually enjoying it. I remember being at a family reunion, and things had changed in our home where I was having more time with my wife. And so at the family reunion, we sit around a table and we share stories of the past year. And someone asked my daughter, my youngest daughter, they said, now, your parents are having more time together at home. How is that going? And without hesitation, she said, altogether way too well. And we just chuckled and laughed. And it's been a good season of life for our marriage. And for many, they realize, wow, this is really a good stage of life. But for some, it is very challenging, at least the transition point, moving from I'm not home except late for supper, gone before everybody's out, up in the morning, I'm out the door, going to the operating room, going to the office. And now, oh, you're here for breakfast? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that picture? What's different about that? You know, it's a challenge.
Well, we've been looking for ways we can meet the needs of our members here at the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. And how the Center for Wellbeing can kind of take care of their needs. And so this retirement issue keeps coming up over and over and over again. I can only imagine that you've not been hearing people say, we need another class on this, or we need a series of books to read. What's the thing that people are asking for the most, and why is this approach, kind of a coach approach to retirement, do you think is going to be significant?
One of the themes I hear from people as I interview them is the sense of how do I intentionally plan, deliberately spend time investing in a purposeful way of approaching retirement. And no matter what stage of life you're in, planning your life is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And so people need help thinking about what might that look like? What could be done? You know, most people spend a lot of time figuring out their money situation. It's just normative, right? I mean, you can't read the newspaper without saying everyone needs a financial advisor. You got to have so much money in the bank to retire. What's going to happen to Social Security? And we spend an disproportional amount of energy studying the financial approach to retirement. And I think that's important, but I don't think it's nearly as important as planning the spiritual part of your life, the relational part of your life, all the different things that provide meaning and well-being and happiness and joy and contentment and satisfaction to your life. And so if you're not investing in those things, you're missing the boat. To have a boatload of money and miss the boat is not a good thing. So we want to really help people prepare well. And coaches and a coach approach to this means it's personalized because no two lives are the same. You can read a book. You can go to a class, and many employers provide classes to prepare their employees for retirement. I've heard stories of many folks I've interviewed that said, my employer gave me a course, but it was mainly focused on the financial aspect. Right. How do I manage my health care? How do I manage Medicare? How do I manage Social Security? These are important things for people to understand, but they don't really focus on the psychological, the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, the relational aspects of the various domains of retirement. So I think as we come alongside people, we want people to take a holistic perspective on retirement. Let's look at the whole thing. And what coaches do is we help people zoom out and get the big picture. They get a meta perspective, a way of looking at life from the balcony, from the 30,000-foot view, whatever you want to call it. And we help people do that, zoom out, that lets them to look at things much more comprehensively and much more holistically. And so it becomes a personalized approach. And so coaching is a very individual, almost intimate kind of conversation that helps people grow, develop, make wise decisions, and execute those decisions.
And I think that's why this is going to work so well, to be honest with you, is because it is a personalized approach. It's not just a cookie cutter or a canned approach to this is what everyone else is going through. It helps people identify their desires, their struggles, and coach them forward in that.
Yeah, there is a framework of common topics, obviously. Some coaching is what we call framework coaching, which means we do have common themes that we all approach, but our response to those common themes and the way that we purposefully plan our way forward, honoring those different domains or those different themes, is uniquely different for each person.
Right.
Well, before we continue with this week's episode, here is a special announcement for you.
The 2024 CMDA National Convention will be here before you know it. Have you reserved your spot yet? We're joining together at the Ridgecrest Conference Center just outside Asheville, North Carolina, on May 2nd through 5th, 2024. This is your opportunity to fellowship and worship with other Christians in healthcare as we raise His banner together. Our speakers at this premier event include evangelist Will Graham, the grandson of Billy Graham, human rights lawyer Ashley Chapman, Pastor Tony Evans, physician and ethicist Dr. Lydia Dugdale, and more. To reserve your spot at this year's convention, visit natcon.cmda.org. CMDA's Center for Well-Being helps Christian healthcare professionals align with God, optimize well-being, and maximize influence. If you find yourself feeling burned out and overwhelmed by your daily demands, please reach out to our team in the Center for Well-Being. After all, you pour yourself out for others every day, and this is the place to be refilled. Plus, we've been expanding our services in the center to help meet the great needs CMDA members have. You can sign up for certified coaching training courses that prepare you with the skills for coaching those in your sphere of influence, and our team can even help you walk through the difficult challenge of facing a malpractice lawsuit. Plus, we offer marriage enrichment weekends and retreats for our members to refresh and restore their marriages. Our team members have been where you are, and we want to help you through the challenges you face. Visit cmda.org/wellbeing to learn more.
Let's jump right back into this week's conversation.
So So I want to get into in just a moment the class itself and the coaching that's going to be provided with this retirement program that we're getting ready to launch and you're ready to kick off at CMDA. But just curious, for those listening, who does this fit and what's the time frame? I mean, I'm thinking of retirement. Is this someone that's already announced their retirement and in 6 months they're retiring, or is this someone that's 6 years out? What kind of time frame is best for someone to be thinking about this?
Well, all of the above.
Okay.
Ideally, the sooner the better.
Okay.
I think the sooner people begin to live the kind of life of satisfaction, contentment, well-being, and learn the principles of resilience and health, the more likely they are to have a healthy retirement. If you're not living now like you want to live later, you're not likely to live well later. We think that we have this sense of what's called arrival fallacy. Doctors are really good at that. Oh, when I finish residency, life will be just incredibly good. Or when I retire, life will be incredibly good. If you're not building a good life now, you probably won't have a great life later. So I think that examining these various domains of well-being along the way is incredibly important, whether you're 10 years away from retirement or 20. On the other hand, as the finish line approaches and gets closer, it intensifies the perceived need to address these issues.
It becomes more real.
It becomes much more real. Oh, suddenly, I'm going to be retired in 5 years. I better start paying more attention, because you're getting closer and closer to the target. And so I anticipate that people that are getting close to retirement, maybe in the 5 years beforehand, and maybe even some of those who are having a little bit of challenge adapting to the transitions that retirement has created, some of those transitions being a bit more intense or maybe unanticipated that have caused a bit of duress perhaps, might be addressed appropriately. So I anticipate us gathering people in that semi-retirement, that maybe glide path toward retirement, maybe those last 5 years of practice, even 10 years would be good, and then revisiting them, like much of learning. Learning has to continually be giving, continually learned, relearned oftentimes, because we are a forgetful people. We don't keep the things that we learn sometimes. So I envision those, that's the cohort of people that we'll be dealing with primarily.
Now, do you envision in this approach that it's the person who is retiring, or, you know, you talked about some of the struggles in marriages. Do you think, is that an opportunity for couples to engage in this as well? Or what are you thinking about that?
Well, you know, now you just created another opportunity. I mean, look, sure, I think for sure there's things that will spring out. When we start, you know, an area of service or an area of ministry, we oftentimes underestimate what is birthed from that. Mm-hmm. There's usually way more than we anticipated. So we dip our toe in the water. We say, what's the low-hanging fruit? What's the first thing that we can do? And I think, you know, we can talk at the national convention, stir a little interest around the topics of retirement. We can write an article in the magazine. We can have a podcast recording like this. We can have a group of people that gather virtually or together personally if they're in a community, and you can have a coaching session, a group coaching session. You can have peer groups that are generated where there's support groups where you don't really have to have an expert facilitator or a coach, but you just gather around to encourage one another and learn from one another. And then families could learn from this. I mean, it's a group thing, right?
Right.
Retirement isn't just you retiring. Guess what? Your wife, her life is different. Your kids' life is different. Your grandkids, if you have them, life is different. And so many things change. And sometimes we as physicians tend to forget that we got other people we're influencing along the way. Maybe we should invite them into these conversations. So yeah, I think that's an opportunity. But I think the first step is to do the basic things and get people thinking about it and maybe start a few cohorts. So my idea currently is to begin to start some retirement group coaching cohorts. I call them RGC, retirement group coaching. And the sense of just gathering people, maybe six, maybe seven, I don't know, and create a framework of topics over about a six-week period of time, 90 minutes apiece, 6 weeks, using Zoom, virtual platforms, a time to introduce a topic, something that's a common theme that I've learned about retirement that other people are aware of, a little discussion around the topic, and then some coaching. You know, maybe it's a coaching one of the members of the group. Maybe it's a group coach. But it's a way to apply and actually execute some, you know, actionable items out of the conversation that people can then you know, apply and make real in their own lives. And each one, even though the theme is common, each one will use the information and the discussion and the coaching in an individual, personalized way.
Right. And so you mentioned at the National Convention, we have a well-being track, and you'll be one of the teachers in that well-being track, and you're going to be talking about this subject of retirement. What does that class look like, and who should be coming to that, and what kind of invitation would you give our listeners today to come out and join you in that track?
Well, you know, I think I work with some really stellar colleagues, and including you, Bert, of course, but I work with some real stellar colleagues, and they have much to share. Great expertise, great experience. So Ann is going to be speaking, Ken is going to be speaking, I'll be speaking in that track. Mm-hmm. And so to the best of my knowledge right now, we're going to be talking about topics related to change and transition, you know, because coaches are change facilitators, transition being that psychological adaptation to change, what goes on inside of our head and our heart when change happens in our lives. And so I think that anyone who's interested in navigating any kind of change or transition, and we live in a very disruptive society, things are happening at fast pace, lives are being changed quickly, we are facing things that we never thought we would face so quickly and so many things coming at us, that learning the tools of resilience, learning the tools of adaptability to change, learning the tools of responding to adversity and suffering, these are universal tools that serve us not only in retirement, but in life. And so I think that anyone that wants to learn some of those tools should come. And then we have, for instance, my track is on retirement. So I'm going to take some of those tools and say, now, how do those fit into the topic of retirement? And so I think that anyone could come to that track and learn things about how to grow resilience, how to experience more contentment and satisfaction in the midst of life's multitude of disruptions. You know, the Bible says in the world you'll have tribulation.
Right.
And like my buddy Ken says, expect to tribulate.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a world of tribulation, then you're going to be tribulating. And we have a whole cohort. I don't think you could talk to one of our members and not find something that they are challenged by, that they are struggling with, that they are wrestling with, or that they're facing.
Steve, I had the privilege each week in our staff meeting, you've brought us up to date on the things you're learning and the things you're excited about. You're obviously very passionate about this subject. What excites you most about this new opportunity?
You know, I get excited about the capacity to interface with people. Mm. There's just something about the energy in a room when there's a community of like-minded believers gathering. Whether it's in a church community, whether it's in a CMDA community, there is energy that comes from that. There is encouragement that comes from that. Knowing that someone else actually is paying attention to you, knowing that someone is actually listening to you, that's incredibly powerful. And so when I get to step into that sacred space and I'm talking with someone or listening to someone or questioning someone and I see a light bulb go on, that's incredible.
Right.
That's a great motivator. I can walk out of my home office oftentimes, walk to the other room, the kitchen in our home, look at my wife and say, I have the best job in the world. Mm. I have the best job in the world. So the opportunity to leave your fingerprints and to influence other lives. And when I speak to retirees, what are they looking for? They're looking for the same thing. They want to leave a legacy. They want to leave an imprint. They want to influence lives, primarily in their family, their children, their grandchildren, maybe in the lives of other residents or students. And they want some of the tools that can help them be even better and more effective at influencing lives. And contrary to popular opinion, it's not necessarily sharing our experience or our advice. That can be helpful at times. But oftentimes it's helping people think for themselves. It's helping people make wise decisions. When you're parenting, the best thing to do is not always to tell your kid what to do.
Right.
Sometimes it's a thing that says, figure it out. Figure it out. So I enjoy that. I enjoy seeing people grow and learn and make good decisions that they would make, not that I would make for them, but they make for themselves with the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. And if I'm part of that mix, it's a great thing.
You know, Steve, I didn't know you prior to your retirement. And I got to tell you that watching you and you model this, it's encouraging because you have, people talk about success to significance. You have really landed that significance by impacting your life and what you've learned and what God's taught you to other people. So congratulations on a job well done.
Well, thank you. And again, it wasn't my doing. It's the sense that God had a way of disrupting my life with something I didn't expect.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And sometimes it's one of the phrases I like, and I forget where I learned it, but it's a sense of sometimes life seems to be falling apart when actually it's coming together.
Yeah. I don't want to leave our listeners hanging today as they're listening to this podcast. Let's talk a little bit about what's next. If I'm listening to this podcast today and I think, yeah, I fit that time frame, I don't know what I'm going to do in retirement, how would someone take advantage of engaging in this program, learning more about it, reaching out to you? Tell us what's next.
You know, I think you need to stay tuned in to all the modalities that CMDA offers to provide the information about coming events. Come to the national convention. You'll be able to network with people. You'll be able to meet some of CMDA's coaching team, and you'll be able to have some conversations there. Read the magazine. There's going to be an article forthcoming at some point in the magazine. Stay tuned into cmda.org/events. There's coaching training events.
Right.
We have coaching access on the cmda.org/coaching website. So go there and find out what it means to connect with a coach. And it's interesting, of the people I've interviewed, many of them actually came through the coaching program. Mm-hmm. They connected with a coach and they considered it an invaluable piece of what they used as a resource to help them move into a healthy, contented, satisfying retirement. And universally, they all say, I was very hesitant to reach out to a coach. Not all, but most. I was very hesitant to reach out to a coach. But then they would tell someone else, don't hesitate. Mm-hmm. Do it. Click that link today. Put your name in there. Put your email in address in there. Someone will converse with you. There's
right.
not even an obligation to do that. You can just test the waters. You can have a conversation with a coach, complimentary, no fee, just an hour or 45 minutes, and you may learn something.
It's important for us to tell our audience, coaching@cmda.org. Send us an email, call us. We'd love to kind of tell you more about this retirement ministry or just our coaching ministry or the Center for Wellbeing. Our time's almost up, but what last challenge would you like to give our listeners today about this area or life, just whatever God's placed on your heart?
I think don't go it alone. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that comes to my mind is that life is meant to be lived together. Mm-hmm. And doctors, statistically, are some of the loneliest professionals on the planet, interestingly. So don't go it alone. What happens when you go it alone is that you end up like that lost sheep that's off in the corner that the wolf devours, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're very vulnerable. So connect, connect, connect. Whether it be at the convention, whether it be through a small group, whether it be through your church, whether it be through whatever mechanism, connect with another believing friend. I have a dear friend who lives two doors down from me. We meet every week for lunch. We sharpen one another. We challenge one another. We hold each other accountable. I don't know what life would be like without that kind of a deep and meaningful connection with others. So CMDA needs to do more of that, I think. I think we've learned that that's a very important piece of the ministry we have, is just connecting Christian healthcare professionals with one another. And now with virtual methodologies of doing that,
right,
that the pandemic has fueled, we've learned some very opportunistic ways to use that. So yeah, find ways to connect it. Stay connected to CMDA. Stay connected, most importantly, to God.
Well, Steve, it has been so great to have you here in the studios today and to talk about this retirement. It's such a thrill for me to have you still on our team and still coaching and influencing me. You've had a big impact in my life. So thank you for all that you've done for CMDA and all that you continue to do in the Center for Wellbeing. And we're going to be praying for this ministry. And if you're listening today, we'd love for you to reach out to us, coaching@cmda.org, or give us a phone call here, and we'll get you in touch with Steve and others who can help you kind of take this next step. Thanks so much, Steve.
Well, thank you, Bert. It's a joy. I appreciate it.
I want to ask you, what does retirement look like for you? As Dr. Sartori just shared with us, retirement, well, it's individualized and it's very personal. And that's why this new coaching approach for retirement is individualized and personalized. And it's unique for each person because no two of our lives are the same. If you're looking for more information and you want to learn more about how you can thrive in retirement that you've already started or you're thinking ahead about it, then I hope you'll visit cmda.org/coaching. Pastor Bert and Steve and the rest of their coaching team, they are ready to hear from you. And I know that you'll benefit from this ministry. I like how simply that Steve put it near the end of the conversation. He said, "Here at CMDA, we connect Christian healthcare professionals with one another." And that, friends, is one of the core aspects of CMDA ministry. We are creating community in local areas and on campuses because you shouldn't have to walk alone through the hardships and struggles of healthcare training, as well as into your advanced training and your career. We are here at CMDA to walk alongside you and be a resource for you. With nearly 50 local ministry groups and 16 specialty sections and over 350 campus chapters around the country, you will be able to find connection with your colleagues through CMDA. If you'd like more information about how to find one of those groups in your area, just visit ccm.cmda.org. I've got one last announcement for you before we close. If this conversation with Dr. Sartori has you thinking about learning more about CMDA's coaching ministry, then I hope that you'll check out the upcoming 501 Foundations in Coaching course that we offer through the Center for Wellbeing. You've got two opportunities to take this popular course that are coming up soon. The first is a two-day intensive option on April 4th and the 5th, and the second is a traditional six-week option on Tuesday evenings that will start May 7th and runs through June the 11th. Several of our senior leaders, including yours truly, and other staff at CMDA, as well as over 300 others, have taken this course already. This course provides 12 continuing education credits, and it'll equip you to listen and ask powerful questions, just as Jesus modeled for us, questions that will help others, including your patients. If you'd like to find out more, just visit cmda.org/coaching. Well, God willing, I'll be back next Thursday for a conversation with a very godly woman named Dr. Rebecca Naylor. And many of our listeners will know her because of decades of service that she gave to the kingdom of God on the mission field in India. She retired, actually last year, from her position as the Director of Global Health Strategies for the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention. So I asked Rebecca if she would join me and talk about the legacy that she has left on healthcare missions and how she continues to support and inspire the next generation of healthcare missionaries. Well, as Dr. Sartori and Pastor Bert discussed today, God isn't done with any of us yet, and there is so much more for each of us to do. Retirement often happens differently than we ever planned. Yahweh is the right-on-time God, and when we truly seek the Lord, God is going to reveal His plans for us and for the next stages in our life after our healthcare career. And as He reveals His plans for you, friend, I have faith that our Lord Jesus will further equip you to bring His hope and healing to the world in brand new and exciting ways as you prepare for and enter retirement. That's what matters to CMDA, and CMDA matters. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to CMDA Matters. If you would like to suggest a future guest or share a comment with us, please email cmdamatters@cmda.org. And if you like the podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and share it on your favorite social media platform. This podcast has been a production of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.